The hands of all the 4,000 electric clocks in all the Bloomsbury Centre's 4,000 rooms marked 27 minutes past two. This hive of industry, as the director was fond of calling it, was in the full buzz of work. Everyone was busy, everything in ordered motion. Under the microscopes, their long tails furiously lashing, spermatozoa were burrowing headfirst into eggs, and fertilized, the eggs were expanding, dividing, or if Bokanovskified, budding and breaking up into whole populations of separate embryos. From the social predestination room, the escalators went rumbling down into the basement, and there, in the crimson darkness, stewingly warm on their cushion of peritoneum and gorged with blood surrogate and hormones, the fetuses grew and grew, or, poisoned, languished into a stunted epsilonhood. With a faint hum and rattle, the moving racks crawled imperceptibly through the weeks and the recapitulated eons to where, in the decanting room, the newly unbottled babes uttered their first yell of horror and amazement. The dynamos purred in the sub-basement, the lifts rushed up and down. On all the 11 floors of nurseries it was feeding time. From 1,800 bottles, 1,800 carefully labelled infants were simultaneously sucking down their pint of pasteurised external secretion. Above them, in 10 successive layers of dormitory, the little boys and girls who were still young enough to need an afternoon sleep were as busy as everyone else, though they did not know it, listening unconsciously to hypnopedic lessons in hygiene and sociability, in class consciousness and the toddler's love life. Above these again were the playrooms where, the weather having turned to rain, 900 older children were amusing themselves with bricks and clay modelling, hunt the slipper and erotic play. Buzz, buzz, the hive was humming, busily, joyfully. Blithe was the singing of the young girls over their test tubes. The predestinators whistled as they worked, and in the decanting room, what glorious jokes were cracked above the empty bottles. But the director's face as he entered the fertilizing room with Henry Foster was grave, wooden with severity.